It's 12:30. Time to begin. I'll just give people a minute. They're still coming in. You can take a mindful pause. Mindfully waiting. Welcome to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at MARC, the Mindful Awareness Research Center. We're located in the School of Medicine at UCLA, right down the street. Happy to be here, as always, with all of you. And we are here to practice being more aware. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. So how do we live more in the present moment? How do we live more connected to ourselves, not lost in our anxieties and worries and remorse and replaying? Not all of these states of mind are states of mind that lead to more anxiety in our bodies, can lead to chronic illnesses down the road. I mean, it's so important to have ways of managing our stress. And mindfulness meditation is one good way. And there's, of course, you know, countless ways to manage our stress. And I just encourage that we find something that works for each of us. I wanted to focus today on the practice of cultivating kindness. Kindness is a complementary practice that we can do. So mindfulness practices awareness, and it has an element of kindness in it because you're with your present moment experience with a kind of kind awareness. In other words, not so much getting lost in judging your experience, not getting mad at yourself if you can't stay focused, but being compassionate, kind to yourself. This complementary practice where we cultivate kindness or loving kindness is slightly different than the mindfulness practice because we deliberately use words or phrases to cultivate a state of mind, a state of well-being, of love and connection. So when I think of loving kindness, I think of the way that when we love someone, it's so easy to just naturally feel loving towards them. It's not, I mean, people, we have complicated relationships, obviously, we all do, but sometimes there's this sense of just, I love this person. And you connect with what's good about them, you feel their goodness, and then there's a general, just natural state of kindness arising. So we'll be cultivating that state through meditation practice, and we'll repeat words or phrases, and you can copy mine or you can do your own. You can make up your own that are in the same spirit. And it's we have a sense of this kindness coming out of us from our hearts, from our bodies, to the person or people or individuals we'll be thinking about. It's not schmaltzy. It's not intended to be anyway. It's not intended to be Pollyannish or, oh, just love everybody. And of course, as I said, our relationships are complicated. Instead, it's an attempt to, it's an attempt. We're trying to cultivate this state of being and then seeing what happens. Because sometimes when we do it, it feels great. We just feel loving towards this person or towards ourselves. But other times we do it and we feel angry, resentful, irritated, bored, like nothing is happening at all. And when this happens, this is a great opportunity to pay attention to what gets in the way of being kind towards this person. And so you'll see that there's nothing wrong with your practice if it's not feeling like it's working. It's all part of the process. So I'll also add, this practice may not be for everybody. Some of you may really love it. Some of you may not connect with it. Just give it a try, and then I'll give some opportunity for other practices towards the end of the meditation. So I just invite you to settle back in a comfortable position. Feet on the floor. Hands resting wherever they're comfortable, on your knees, on the arms of the chair, on your lap. Our back upright, but not too rigid or tight. And typically we do this practice with our eyes closed. But for some people, this may not feel right to you, so you can leave them open, but have them looking mostly downward and not all around the room. Let's begin with a few deep breaths. With each deep breath, see if you can allow yourself to soften a bit and invite in a quality of relaxation or ease, if that's possible. Even just setting the intention to be more relaxed is a good start. And then as you do this, let's notice what's happening inside ourselves. You can just pay attention to your inner experience. What do you notice in your body? You might notice areas of contact, pressure, heaviness, lightness, warmth, coolness, sense of ease, a sense of dis-ease or unease. You may notice that your heart is racing. You may notice that your stomach is clenched. You may notice anything at all. So just paying attention to this body right here, right now. What do you find? And see if you can make space for whatever is present for you. No need to change or alter your experience. Just notice, oh, my knee is achy, or there's some vibrations in my fingers. And notice if there's a lot of tension anywhere, or even a little bit. See if you can soften a little bit. So now we are going to alter our experience slightly just by softening and breathing. So scan your body, scan for tension, but also just to be curious about what's happening in our bodies right now. There's nothing you can find that would be a problem. Everything is just what's happening in the moment. Don't need to judge it, think there's something wrong. It just is what it is. Now you might also notice the quality of your mind. What's happening in your mind right now? Are you thinking a lot of thoughts? Are you just listening quietly? Does your mind feel sleepy, sluggish, restless, energized, alert? Is there a particular thought that keeps replaying over and over? Just to notice what's happening in my mind. Making space for whatever you find. In other words, anything's okay. And now bring your attention to your chest area, what we might think of as the seat of our emotions. And you can notice what you're feeling right now, if anything at all. Happy, sad, excited, worried, irritated, open, or maybe nothing at all. Oftentimes we just don't have a particular emotion. Just to notice what's here. Breathing, bringing awareness to this part of our experience. And now we're going to try the kindness practice. So I invite you to bring to mind someone you love, Someone, when you think of them, you get happy. This could be your child or a child you know, partner, family member, best friend, teacher, mentor, but someone whom, when you think of them, you get happy. And as you think of this person, oh, by the way, it can be an animal. If you want a dog or cat, any of those are good too. So bring this person or animal to mind. And as you do this, notice what happens inside you. Notice how you feel. You might feel spacious or warm or at ease. You might have a smile come to your lips. If you can't think of anyone you know, think of someone you've read about, who you've always admired. So notice what happens as you bring this person or animal to mind. And this is a natural quality of kindness that we all have access to. And so I'm going to use some words, and you can repeat my words in your mind, or you can use your own words. And I'm going to imagine the kindness, this feeling that I have coming from me and reaching out towards this person or animal. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. And as you say these words, or your own words, in the same spirit, notice what happens inside you. May you be safe and protected. May you be free from stress and anxiety. May you live joyfully with ease. And notice you may find your mind getting creative. You might have images or memories or colors, or anything can happen. And in this particular practice, this is fine. So just allow the creativity to be there. And wish whatever you wish right now for this loved one, whatever you want to wish for them. Do it now. And notice what happens inside your heart and body and mind as you send kindness out. Then let's imagine that this loved one turns around and sends it back to us. So see if you can be on the receiving end, accepting the kindness. As they say, may you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful, meaning you. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. Notice what happens as you say these words. Can you take it in? Can you accept it? What do you feel? Maybe nothing at all, and that's fine, just to notice what is present. And let's imagine now that you can send this kindness to yourself. This is not always easy to do, but see what happens if you were to imagine the kindness coming through your body, from your heart, just moving through your body. May I be safe and protected. May I be filled with kindness and compassion. May I be healthy and strong. May I live with ease. If you wish, you can imagine yourself at another time in your life, like when you were a child. You can send the kindness to this child. Or if you want, you can imagine, just as we're doing, moving it through your body. You can imagine you're in front of yourself. You can send it out. As I said, this practice is creative. Or if you liked what we did to start with a loved one sending it to you, try that. So I'm going to ask you, try it for a minute or two on your own. But ask the question right now. What would I like to wish for myself? What do I need right now? And so send words of kindness, stressing these things. May I be more peaceful. May I have close friends and community. May I know that I am cared for. May I accept myself just as I am. So try it on your own. And if you're feeling the kindness, really let it be here. And if you're not, you might say the words, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness. Even if nothing is happening, and that happens a lot in this practice, nothing really happens. That's okay. You're planting seeds. Now pick one more person or set of people in your life whom you'd like to send this to. Your family, your work colleagues, friends, whoever you want. Pick someone or individual or a group. And imagine this kindness going out towards them. Saying whatever words you want to say. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. So I'm going to stop talking and just let you keep going. If you want to keep going with the kindness, go with the kindness. If you prefer to do some mindfulness practice, then you can switch to that. If you're new and you've not done mindfulness practice, just see if you can feel your breath moving in your body, breath after breath. And when your attention wanders, bring it right back to the sensations of breathing. That's the simplest way to talk about it, but just give it a try as we do some silent practice together. any point, if you're doing the kindness, you can switch to another group of people or to yourself, or just keep thinking of people you want to send it to, or animals, or whatever interests you. Follow your curiosity. With the kindness practice, if you find yourself getting lost in thoughts or daydreams or spacing out, just do the same thing you do with mindfulness practice. Bring your attention back to the present moment. In this case, it's the phrases or words and the generation of that feeling that we're working on. And let's notice how we're feeling, having done this practice. And just come back into sensing your heart, your body, your mind. And if you're feeling kindness, then really enjoy it. Let it spread, let it be here. if you're feeling something other than kindness, notice what is here. You can bring mindfulness to it. Oh, I feel kind of sad or irritated or neutral. Just be curious about your experience. As I said, you can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness. And now let's just end the meditation with some kindness, leaving this room and spreading out into the world, to our planet. Just imagine the kindness coming from this room and spreading in all directions, and especially landing in places where there is pain and suffering, where there's war and violence, poverty, famine. Just imagine the kindness coming and soothing, and that we can wish for the possibility of peace and reconciliation. And imagining an easing of people's suffering as it goes out in all these directions. And now come back to your own heart and body and mind right now. Notice yourself and take a breath or two. And then when you're ready, you can open our eyes. Thank you for your practice today. And I know I did something a little different than I usually do. You may feel a little, sometimes people feel vulnerable when they do this practice or just a little protective of themselves. So just take a little walk or something that you, if you need to. And for some of you, it wasn't really a practice that you connected with. That's okay. There's many types of meditation. And this is a complementary practice to the mindfulness practice. So it's different than the mindfulness practice I typically teach in here. And lastly, to say you can do this practice throughout your day. You don't have to just do it when you meditate. You can do it when you walk down the street and you see someone who's suffering, or you hear an ambulance, or you are waiting in line and you're really bored. You could just send kindness out to everybody. It really can change the experience. So last I'll say that our center offers all sorts of programs, classes, and workshops. If you want to go more deeply into mindfulness through our MAPS, Mindful Awareness Practices class, that's our intro class series, and we have a lot more. February 13th, I'm going to be doing a day-long mindfulness and practices all day and lecture discussion things. On the topic is working with fear and cultivating courage. And all of the information about our center and upcoming events, it's on the right when you exit. There's a flyer out there that you can look at. And I will be in the hall if you have any questions. And I'll see you next time. Thanks.